Shadow of the Vampire is a new film about the making of the silent film classic Nosferatu. John Malkovich stars as F.W. Murnau, the director of Nosferatu, and Willem Dafoe plays the mysterious actor Max Schreck, who starred in Murnau's film as the vampire Count Orlok. Film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Just 2 years ago, the off-slighted Orson Welles came in for some trashing in Tim Robbins' The Cradle Will Rock. Now, Shadow of the Vampire, which is at least a better movie, takes some cheap shots at the pioneering German filmmaker F.W. Murnau. It takes an old myth about the actor who starred in Murnau's 1922 vampire tale, Nosferatu, and uses it to hammer away at Murnau in particular and directors in general. To do so, the filmmakers have had to completely distort the historical Murnau's character, turning him from the reserved, good-tempered, and even charming figure he actually was into a B-movie caricature of a mad scientist. Nosferatu was adapted from the novel Dracula with some alterations. Among the most significant was the figure of the vampire, who, unlike the suave continental figure in the book, was bald, big-eared, cadaverous, and rat-like in the movie. The vampire, rechristened Count Orlok, was played by Max Schreck, an obscure if physically striking performer who has remained a mysterious figure over the years. Adding to his tantalizing lack of biography, his name was an obvious pseudonym. Schreck is the German word for fright or terror. Screenwriter Stephen Katz, who is the originator of Shadow of the Vampire, based his story on decades of persistent, lighthearted speculation that Schreck really was a vampire. In the movie, Murnau is a crazed perfectionist whose pursuit of realism has driven him into forbidding Eastern European mountains where he finds an actual vampire. The filmmaker offers the monster a deal. If he will portray his blood-sucking kind in a movie, the director will let him actually feast on his leading lady at the movie's climax. Shadow of the Vampire begins with the first day of Nosferatu's shoot and goes on to detail the problems of working with a real vampire, most of which arise from his unslakable thirst. These problems can be funny, and thanks to Willem Dafoe's intelligent and surprisingly open interpretation of the vampire, simultaneously frightful, endearing, and sad. Taking his cues from Katz's script, Dafoe emphasizes the monster's advanced age, making him a cranky observer of his own decrepitude. The short-tempered Schreck even argues with John Malkovich's Murnau over his out-of-control eating habits, which have started to foul members of the crew.
How dare you! How dare you destroy my photographer! You idiot!
Did I kill some of your people, Murnau?
I can't remember.
We have an arrangement!
Don't pretend you mourn, Herr Doctor. I know you.
Why him, you monster? Why not the script girl?
The script girl. I'll eat her later.
No, you will not. Our bargain. You agreed not to hurt my people. Listen to me. Do you understand? This requires that I go back to Berlin to find another photographer and then to fly him back here. And you will control yourself while I am away.
I don't think we need the writer any longer.
I don't expect you to understand this, and I am loath to admit it myself. But the writer is necessary. All my crew is necessary. Do you understand?
As you can tell, Katz is operating from a certain amount of professional resentment. Murnau's grudging protection of his own writer is a satirical jab at writer-director relationships. Director E. Elias Merige, whose previous feature was the creepily effective experimental film Begotten, largely plays off Defoe's vampire, turning the movie into a visually clever character fantasy. While Murnau went to great lengths to shoot on location, Merige concentrates on the extravagant possibilities offered by stage sets, with their odd perspectives so suited for theatrical entrances and exits. Unfortunately, we can't follow these stylistic flourishes to the point of ignoring Malkovich's Murnau. Malkovich doesn't really turn in a character study. He just does another of his madman bits, offering a familiar mix of intense stares and loud, abrupt line readings. The problem isn't just a banal performance by Malkovich. It's the banal conception that underlies it. Shadow wants to shock us with the notion that film directors are monsters themselves, that they suck the life out of their collaborators in an ego-driven creative frenzy. There's nothing in Murnau's career to support such a charge. It's more like a masochistic fantasy of cowed and aggrieved writers stewing in their own powerlessness. And that fantasy is one Shrek that needs a stake driven through its heart.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.